This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Nancy Marshall-Genzer started us off with China at the top of the program, American investment there, and what the future might hold given the current challenging state of that bilateral relationship. Tech is front and center among those challenges, specifically social network tech, and most particularly TikTok, which is owned by a Beijing-based company called ByteDance. Federal agencies, the White House said this week, have 30 days to get TikTok off all government phones, tablets, and computers, 90 days to tell the contractors they work with that they can't use TikTok either. And Congress is talking today, in fact, about giving President Biden the authority to ban the app from the United States altogether. Canada and the European Union are of similar minds. So, Marketplace's Samantha Fields reminds us what this is all about.
TikTok, like most social media apps, collects tons of data about its users.
Geolocation, face or voice prints. It can identify who TikTok users contact, what they say, where they are at a given time.
Caitlin Chin at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the issue with TikTok in particular is its connection to China.
The fear is that the Chinese government can potentially access this information.
How real that security risk is still kind of an unknown, says Jessica Malugin at the Center for Technology and Innovation at the Competitive Enterprise Institute.
The U.S. users who enjoy TikTok think, who cares if the Chinese government knows what dance I'm doing? But if you talk to some national security experts, they'll tell you the way to think about it is having 100 million little cameras that could be accessed by the Communist Party running around America.
And she says when you're talking about government employees carrying those little cameras,
they might be providing data of where military personnel are, the location data, or there might be images of things that the U.S. military would rather not have the Chinese government see.
TikTok, through its head of public policy for the Americas, Michael Beckerman, says those concerns are unfounded.
Not based on facts or evidence, purely political posturing. If Congress has concerns about TikTok, the best thing they can do is ask the administration to wrap up their national security review,
which President Biden ordered well over a year ago. Juliet Kayyem at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government says there is a symbolic aspect to the TikTok ban.
That is undeniably what's animating it, because most technologists will say we have so much crap on our phones. A foreign intelligence agency, if it's smart, will be able to figure out what it wants to get from us,
whether or not we have TikTok installed. At the same time,
why create an easy vulnerability for the Chinese? Let's just make it a little bit harder for them.
And really, she says, how many government employees need TikTok on their work phone anyway? I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.